Now, in the 20th century, people began to wonder, just who is sacred and profane love in this? And perhaps this painting really is telling us a story. And they began to search classical texts to see if they couldn't identify these two scintillating beauties who sit on either end of this antique sarcophagus that's been turned into a fountain. And they came up with all sorts of ideas. Nobody really doubted that the nude one was Venus. Everybody more or less thought, yes, that's Venus. But could it possibly be Venus telling Medea to take Jason back into her bed? Could it be Venus talking to Helen during the Trojan War? My favorite is, could it be Jupiter disguised as Venus talking to Callisto? People also tried to find contemporary texts. Perhaps it was from Boccaccio. Perhaps it came from the Hipparotomachia Polyphily, which was published in 1499 in Venice. And perhaps that's Paula, the heroine of that, talking to Venus at the tomb of Adonis. But none of those stories actually fit. So more recently, scholars have decided, perhaps the one dressed in white is really a portrait of Laura Bagarotti. Perhaps she is talking to Venus, who's giving her marital advice. Or perhaps she can't see Venus because Venus is a goddess, and we can see Venus, but she can't. The only problem with that is, one, the two figures look very, very much alike. And two, the figures look very, very much like almost all the women that Titian painted, whether they were in religious paintings or whether they were in secular subjects at this time. It's a kind of idealized beauty. And not only that, if that's Laura, she certainly isn't dressed as a widow. She has the long flowing hair that a maiden would have, because after women were married, they tended to put their hair up in a snood. Another suggestion made in 1939 by Erwin Panofsky was, in fact, what you're looking at in Sacred and Profane Love were the twin Venuses that Plato had talked about, which were revived during the Renaissance by Neoplatonic writers such as Ficino and Pico della Mirandola. But in order for those to be the Neoplatonic Venuses, Panofsky made us do a very strange kind of flip-flop. He made us say that rather than reading it from left to right, and as the title goes, Sacred and Profane Love,